Big football draw tops your sports report.
Kim, the preliminary draw for the 2018 World Cup football tournament was held over the weekend in St. Petersburg, Russia. Our friend in Lagos, Shagun Dot on the spot Adeyemi, gives us some of the African highlights from the draw.
Good evening, Africa. The top 13-ranked African football nations got a boost when the draw for the 2018 World Cup qualifiers was made in Russia. Each of the countries gets a first-round bye before facing one of the weaker national teams on the continent in the second round in November. Victories in the home and away ties will secure places in the 20-nation third round, from which the five group winners qualify for the World Cup to be hosted by Russia. Algeria is Africa's top-ranked team. The other 12 in that order are Ivory Coast, Ghana, Tunisia, Senegal, Cameroon, Congo, Cape Verde, Egypt, Nigeria, Guinea, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Mali. In the first round of the African qualifiers in October 2015, the 26th lowest-ranked African sides in the FIFA rankings play each other in two legs. Meanwhile, South Africa was handed a tough task when the draw was made. Bafana Bafana, which has played in the Global Football Showcase three times, was paired with fellow Southern African team Angola. It is the only one of 20 second-round ties featuring two former qualifiers, as Angola participated in the 2006 tournament. Here now are some of the other highlights of the African draw. Cameroon will start campaigning for a record-extending eighth appearance by an African team with an away game against Somalia or Niger. Nigeria, the second most frequent African qualifier, looks set to tackle Swaziland, African Cup of Nations title holder Ivory Coast, and Ghana, the team it defeated on penalties in the final last February, are chasing fourth consecutive World Cup appearances. The Ivorians begin with a visit to Liberia or Guinea-Bissau, while Ghana travels to the Comoros Islands or Lesotho. Highest-ranked African team Algeria, which took eventual 2014 World Champion Germany to extra time in a last 16 clash in Brazil, plays Tanzania or Malawi. Egypt, winner of the Cup of Nations a record seven times, but repeated World Cup qualifying flop, was drawn against Chad or Sierra Leone. Debutant South Sudan faces Mauritania, and Mauritius plays Kenya in the first round. Zimbabwe is the only one of the 54 Confederation of African Football members who did not take part in the draw. Staying with the 2018 World Cup, despite FIFA scandals, beleaguered President Sepp Blatter says the organization remains committed to 2018 World Cup host nation, Russia. During a meeting Saturday with Russian President Vladimir Putin, ahead of the qualifying draw, the FIFA president told Putin that, quote, "We say yes to Russia. We are providing our support," unquote. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner at UA. VOA. And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9 Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to Sports Radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
More football news now on the VOA. Mexico beat Jamaica 3-1 in the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to win its record-extending seventh CONCACAF Gold Cup trophy. Andres Guardado, Jesus Corona, and Oribe Peralta had the goals for the Mexicans, while Darren Maddox scored a consolation goal for the Reggae Boys of Jamaica in the 80th minute for the final margin. Despite the loss, the Jamaicans made a rousing run to the final, upsetting the United States 2-1 in the semifinals to become the first Caribbean team to reach the Gold Cup championship match. A pro-Mexico crowd of almost 69,000 attended the final at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. In the third-place match, Panama beat the USA on penalty kicks 3-2. Mexico will now play the United States, the 2013 Gold Cup champion, on October 9th for CONCACAF spot in the 2017 Confederations Cup tournament in Russia. The tournament is a warm-up for the World Cup in 2018. The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma joins us now with more sports news. And Mark's opening serve is African men's volleyball.
Tunisia beat Morocco by 3-1 as Cameroon dismissed Rwanda 3-0 at the Africa Men's Volleyball Championships in Cairo, Egypt on Sunday. On Saturday, Tunisia dismissed Rwanda 3-0 and Morocco beat Mauritius 3-0. Kenya outclassed Botswana 3-0 as Egypt edged Algeria 3-2. On Friday, Morocco beat Cameroon 3-1 as Tunisia outplayed Mauritius 3-0. In athletics, Kenya's former world junior champion Conseslus Kipruto won 3,000 meters steeplechase at the IAAF Diamond League in London, Britain on Saturday. Botswana's Nigel Amos and South Africa's Wade Van Niekerk triumphed in 800 meters and 400 meters respectively. Kenyans Asbel Kiprop, Eunice Sum and Mercy Cherono prevailed in men's 1 mile, women's 800 meters and 5,000 meters respectively. South Africa's Zach Fisser and Louis Fancel were runners up in men's long jump and 400-meter hurdles respectively, as Nigeria's Blessing Okagbare Igotegwunor was second in women's 100 meters. Early on Friday, Somalia-born Mohamed Farah of Britain won 3,000 meters in a lifetime best and world-leading time of 7 minutes and 34.66 seconds. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
This is Africa. Zamina, mina, waka, waka, Zamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Ni chabulile. Hola.
Cause this is Africa. Zamina, mina, waka, waka, Zamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. In cycling, British rider Chris Froome has won his second Tour de France title. VOA's Jonah Haskell has more details for us. Hi, Jonah.
Hey, Sonny. The 102nd Tour de France came to an end on Sunday in Paris as 2013 winner Chris Froome reclaimed his title, becoming the first Briton to win the Tour twice. Colombian rider Nairo Quintana had used the last couple of stages to cut Froome's lead down to about 3 minutes, or from about 3 minutes to just over one, but Froome was able to ward off the attack in the final stage to claim the win. Chris, who was born in Nairobi, Kenya, also became the first person to win the climbers competition and the overall race in the same year since Eddie Merckx did it in 1970. Spanish squad Movistar won the team classification, with Froome's Team Sky coming in second, while South Africa's MTN Kubeka was the fifth-ranked team, 1 hour and 14 minutes behind the leaders. The final stage on Sunday started in the Paris suburb of Sèvres before finishing on the famed Champs-Élysées in the heart of the French capital. German André Greipel won the final sprint to earn his fourth stage win, but did not finish in the top 15 overall. The race, which started on July 4th in Utrecht, Netherlands, and passed through parts of Belgium, Normandy, Brittany, the Pyrenees, and the Alps, covered a total of 3,360 kilometers and took Froome a cumulative 84 hours and 46 minutes to complete. The 2006 Tour de France will begin July 2nd of next year in the town of Mont-Saint-Michel, but before then, there are two more Grand Tour events to follow, as the Vuelta de España will be taking place in September, while the Giro d'Italia will begin in May 2016. With your Monday Tour de France update, I'm VOA's Jonah Haskell. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Jonah. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a video of Demetrius Cutchin. Demetrius is representing the city of Washington, D.C. at the Special Olympics World Games. And speaking of those games for intellectually disabled athletes, they officially opened over the weekend in Los Angeles, California. About 6,500 athletes from 165 countries marched into the Los Angeles Coliseum for the opening ceremonies. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama welcomed the athletes and said they inspire hope and unity. During the 9-day competition, the athletes will compete in 25 different sports. The Special Olympics World Games are the biggest international sporting event to be held in Los Angeles since the 1984 Olympics. And getting back to my Facebook page, if you take a look at my current profile picture, you'll see a photo of me with Brightfield Shaddy. Bright is a Special Olympics ambassador, and he's in Los Angeles this week promoting the Special Olympics movement for intellectually disabled athletes. Shine the light, Brightfield Shaddy. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Yahya Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank you.